More than 270 child welfare caseworkers and their support staff could soon be going on strike. The Professional Guild of Ohio's Dayton office filed a strike notice this week, and they could be off the job as soon as next week. Jane Hay is president of the local union office there, and she joins us now. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
What's the main issue here? Why file the strike notice?
Wages. We are currently in our third year of a contract, three-year contract. The only thing on the table is negotiations for wages.
What happens to the children that your members work with if they leave the job? Who handles their cases?
Well, unfortunately, the county commissioner says that he has a comprehensive, detailed plan in place, and he has assured the people in Montgomery County that services will still continue. However, what people fail to think about are the relationships that these caseworkers have built with these families. I mean, we have been the focus of the opioid crisis nationally, not in other counties, but here in Dayton, Montgomery County. And we've been doing this for 11 years with the opioid crisis. And we have built relationships with these families.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be really hard for anybody else to come in to try to service these families. And also, you have to be qualified. These are degreed people with licensures. You can't just send, you know, somebody that normally answers the phone from somewhere else over here to go out to do a face-to-face contact. There's state mandates.
Excuse me. Is there pressure on your members to not walk off the job? I imagine they're being pulled in both directions by their, you know, their members want solidarity in this fight for higher wages, but at the same time, they have to serve these incredibly vulnerable children.
Right. You know, our main focus always is the children and the families, but by the same token, we always advocate and try to get our families to advocate for themselves and stand up for themselves. So why would we need to lead by example? We need to stand up for ourselves.
A statement from the county administrator, Michael Colbert, says, quote, Montgomery County's last offer to the union would have provided fair and competitive compensation to our employees and ensured that we remain responsible stewards of taxpayer money and our human services levy funds. So they're holding their ground as well. They're digging in for a long fight, potentially.
They are. It's sad because earlier in the year, he provided a PowerPoint presentation to all of the employees under the Board of County Commission, bragging that he gave the other union under the Board of County Commissioners a 6% raise. We are the smaller union in the county, and we just feel like, you know, they're always trying to just push us over the edge and break our union. I mean, this has been a consistent fight.
Are strikes by child welfare workers common? I know there was a well-known county strike in Los Angeles in 2013, but other than that, it's hard to find other examples.
Yeah, it's not that uncommon. The last time we filed a strike notice was almost 5 years ago. And at that point, they came back to the table at, you know, the 11th hour. And, you know, that is what we're still hopeful for, is that they will come back to the table and negotiate and, you know, get a fair deal, just to be fair.
Jane Hay leads the Professional Guild of Ohio office that represents child welfare caseworkers in Montgomery County. They plan to strike on July 19th if they cannot agree to a new contract before then. Thanks again.
Thank you.